Mike Pence has a new book. It's called So Help Me God by Mike Pence. And I am not impressed with his new book. In fact, it's written as if Mike Pence were not the former vice president, but perhaps a junior staff member on the January 6th committee. Telling you, this guy is high on his own supply, self-righteous, and self-serving. Take a look at this.
And I made it clear to the president in the lead up to that tragic day in January that I believed my oath to the Constitution that ended with a prayer, so help me God, would require me to certify the election, an election that we had lost.
Well, he told that to the president. That's in the book. But he did not tell that to the American people. In fact, he teased the American people that he was perhaps prepared to do something else on January 6th. And he wasn't so sure that we had lost the election. This moment on January 4th is not in the book for some reason. Take a look.
I know we all got our doubts about the last election. And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence.
See what he's doing? He's being all things to all people like a typical politician, right? He's already made up his mind about what he's going to do. Maybe he could get the American people ready for that, especially those of us who thought under the Constitution he had greater discretion. But no, he created the illusion that something else would happen. So on January 6th, he goes to the Capitol. And all these people, right, really anxious, hoping that he'll exercise his power, not to overturn the election, by the way, but to have the states double-check these electoral votes. Because a lot of us had valid concerns about how they were derived, all right? So he drives by all these people, and what does he say about them? This is in the book, the audio version.
I turned to my daughter and said with a sigh, God bless those people. They're going to be so disappointed.
They're going to be so disappointed. Well, why didn't he put the word out earlier? That might have helped diffuse things, right? Maybe. I think it was worth a shot, being straight with the American people. And then there's this from this morning.
As I said more than a year ago, there's maybe no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
And that's not what Professor Eastman or Rudy Giuliani were talking about. Let me put it to you this way, all right? The electoral votes as they were delivered to the Capitol. Now, let's just do a hypothetical here. Those electoral votes were certified in state capitals. What if, and this is a hypothetical, it didn't happen, but what if we found out that legislators who certified the electoral votes in, say, state capital Harrisburg were taken hostage, or some kid's child was kidnapped, and if you don't change the electoral votes, I'm going to do the unthinkable here, so you better do it and don't tell anybody. Well, the votes are delivered, and then word of that gets out. The kid's safe, everything's okay, but the electoral votes say one thing, but they were derived under duress. Is Mike Pence just going to say, one man does not have the authority to do anything here? No, you send them back to the state, figure it out, do it over again, and then we'll count the votes. Under the Electoral Count Act of 1887, we believe he had that discretion. But Mike Pence is too full of himself to actually approach the issue with an open mind. Some great lawyers made the case, but Mike had his mind all made up. And listen to what he says about them now.
Repeating the argument made by the crank lawyers standing just off stage.
Did you hear that? Crank lawyers. Crank lawyers. Crank lawyers? No. John Eastman is a great lawyer, a constitutional professor, who, by the way, went to the University of Chicago Law School. Now, quite frankly, me, I don't care where you went to college, but in the legal community, they really, really find this stuff significant, okay? How about Rudy Giuliani, crank lawyer, according to Mike Pence? NYU School of Law, number 7 in the nation, in addition to being one of the top prosecutors in the history of this country, and a former number 3 official, I think, in the Reagan Justice Department. Mike Pence, you know, he's a lawyer. He went to a place called McKinney School of Law. I never heard of it. And it's number 98 in the nation. He wasn't too in demand as a lawyer. That's possibly why he did a lot of local radio in Indiana and not practicing too much law. How about that, huh? And here he is calling people cranks who know the law better than he does. Something else about him, it's come through for years now, but especially in this book, the self-righteousness. And I'm a Christian. He's a Christian. We carry ourselves differently. There's a space for this, I know, but it seems a little much to me. Take a look.
As my staff was making its way toward the Senate floor, Tim asked, "Is there anything we can do for you?" I had met him when he was a young state legislator in South Carolina. He had come to an event where I was speaking and said he wanted to meet me, as he was a fellow conservative and a Christian. I have taken great satisfaction seeing his deserved rise through the House and Senate. "Pray for me," I said. "You want to pray now?" Tim asked. At that, my staff said, "Sir, we don't have time. The senators are all in their seats waiting for you." I smiled and said, "There's always time for prayer." And so we all bowed our heads as Tim appealed to heaven to help us finish that trying day. I will always be grateful for that moment of grace.
Well, okay, it's January 6th. This is about the 6th or 7th public prayer he's conducted. I have prayed in public before, but I think, quite frankly, in the middle of the action, that's Senator Tim Scott that he's talking to. Even his staff is like, "We gotta go." It's a little bit much, a little much. Then there's this. He's in the basement, and he's making phone calls to all kinds of people.
Over the next few hours, I spoke to the Acting Secretary of Defense, Christopher C. Miller, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, both of whom assured me that the National Guard had been mobilized and would be on the scene shortly. I spoke to the Acting Attorney General, Jeffrey A. Rosen, and his staff about additional Justice Department personnel that I was told were already on the scene, with more to come. And I talked to the chief of the Capitol Police, Stephen A. Sund, who gave me an update on the riots and the lengths his officers were going to secure the Capitol.
So he's calling everybody, everybody from the Pentagon to the DOJ to the chief, everybody's getting briefed about everything, and he's letting them know information. You know who he's not calling? The President of the United States. Why not? I mean, what could the president do at that point? Did he need him? He never called. But he has helped perpetuate this notion that Donald Trump was somehow asleep at the switch. And this is what the January 6th committee has been driving. Donald Trump just sat there and didn't call anybody. Well, nobody called him. But that's not how they tell the story, is it?
He placed no call to any element of the United States government to instruct that the Capitol be defended. He did not call his Secretary of Defense on January 6th. He did not talk to his Attorney General. He did not talk to the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump gave no order to deploy the National Guard that day, and he made no effort to work with the Department of Justice to coordinate and deploy law enforcement assets. But Vice President Pence did each of those things.
This sounds like a conspiracy to me, right? It really does. They're making all the phone calls, but no one's calling Donald Trump, huh? And now they give Mike Pence this hero status, right? There he is in the basement. Oh boy, there's a riot just a few feet away. And there he is, calling everybody except the president. Why is that? Also, in the book, you know what he doesn't do? Question how the hell January 6th happened. What about the security failures? What about the little cop who was encouraging everybody to come on up, step right into the Capitol? Those two police, the line of police officers who just stood there as people walked by, almost like they were greeting the people. And how about the three Capitol Hill cops who walked away, just took a coffee break at the moment of truth, just before Ashley Babbitt was shot? These guys go off, da-dup, 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 and all hell breaks loose. Now, Mike Pence doesn't go there at all. He just, it's like reading the January 6th Commission, a transcript of it. And then he just thanks everybody. You know, you're a leader. You're supposed to ask questions, difficult questions sometimes. And he's in a position to get some answers, but he doesn't.
Thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled, the Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts to defend this historic place.
Is he grateful for Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who shot and killed an unarmed woman, Ashley Babbitt? Her name isn't even mentioned in Mike Pence's book. How about that? I do know this. Mike Pence has absolutely no future in national politics. I hope he enjoys Indiana.